This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Knicks and Pistons game 5 tonight. Mets explosion offense. Yankees lose a lot of draft stuff, and the pressure's on. Coughing Stephen Waldron, nervous coughing, bouncing around. We told him between 9 and 10 we'd like Tony DiCopoli on to talk about Bill Belichick and the interview he did with Bill Belichick in a very annoying Jordan Hudson to see if some of that stuff was true.
I mean, we are the sports part of the network.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it should be an easy one for Steven.
It says CBS Sports Network in the corner.
It does, yeah. Yeah, it does. That's exactly what it says. It should be an easy one for Steven, a layup. You know, one of those, like when Mitchell Robinson gets a layup and then you decide we're not going to foul him. We're just going to let him score. It's just one of those things.
How about Mitchell Robinson's free throw shooting?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a work of art.
No, it's not.
To put it kindly. So we are waiting on that. So something we talked about in the break, because we like talking sports in the break around here. I don't know what everybody else does, but we just go hardcore.
We go hardcore
sports in the breaks.
Deep in the weeds. Yes.
Really, really, really into the weeds. The worst organizations, or the organizations that have had the worst quarterback situations in their history. Now, the three off the top of my head are the Browns, the Jets.
Oh, that's nice.
And the Bears.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, it's not. I mean, I'm not. I mean, I didn't put the Bengals in there because when you played for them, it was incredible.
Yeah, but the Bengals have always seemed to have a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
They have some down times, but they had Andy Dalton for a long time, Carson Palmer for a long time. Now they have Joe Burrow. They had me. They had Kenny Anderson. I mean, they had Jack Blake in there.
Right, I know. I was just about to say, for a team that has not won a Super Bowl, they've probably had the best run of quarterbacks out of any of those teams.
Yeah, right, because the Green Bay Packers have won a Super Bowl, and Green Bay Packers would probably be... Well, although, the Dallas Cowboys had Bledsoe, Romo...
Yeah, but no, they
Dak
won.
Prescott,
they won. I'm talking
Troy
about...
Aikman.
They've won in their history.
Yes.
I'm talking about for a team, the teams that have not won Super Bowls.
Well,
it'd
be the Bears and the Browns would be the two worst. And then, I guess, the Jets. But, the Jets have drafted Sam Darnold. They drafted Mark Sanchez.
Okay.
They had Vinny Testaverde here. They did have Brett Favre. They did have Aaron Rodgers. Jesus. I mean, they've tried.
It's no, not like they haven't everybody tried. Tries, yeah. But
but when you take a look at some of the, and I don't want to demean any of the players whatsoever. If you make it to the NFL, you make it to the NFL. That's something very few people in this world can say. But when you take a look at some of the decisions that they have made recently when it comes to quarterbacks, you have to wonder what the hell they're thinking in their building.
You talking about the Browns.
Yes.
How long do you think the two of us could go back? We'll shut our computers off. We'll go tit for tat. Browns quarterbacks that have failed. How long do you think we can go? Do you want a challenge? I'll challenge.
Oh, boy.
You can say no, but I'm writing down some right now. I'm writing some down.
I mean, I know they had Charlie Fry in there.
So you want to do it or not? You want
Eric
to go?
Anderson.
You want some of this? Wait, hold on. Don't start naming them all.
Want some of this smoke?
You want some of this smoke? Because I'm writing them down.
All right, go ahead. Write them down.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
First one I'm going to go with is Jake DeLome.
Yes, he was there.
All right.
I'll go with a friend of mine, Todd Philcox.
Philcox?
Yes, Philcox.
All right, so.
Remember, he was the one that was replacing Bernie Kosar.
All right. Very
good. And Bill Belichick did that.
Tim Couch.
Charlie Fry.
Okay. Tyrod Taylor.
Derek Anderson.
Johnny Manziel.
God. The kid from Notre Dame.
Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn.
All right. I'll take that.
even though he really shouldn't have failed, but this is what we're doing, Baker Mayfield.
He didn't fail, did he?
But we're doing all the guys who left. I mean,
okay,
all these guys, Baker Mayfield.
I think Len Dawson played a game there.
That doesn't count.
I think he played for the Browns for a game.
You got to think about all these guys that, you know, that came through. And I mean, Len Dawson, that's a long time ago.
Okay,
you
got
to be able to do better than that.
That doesn't count. Oh, God. Deshaun Watson.
Yep. I got one for you. That's a good one. Spurgeon Wynn.
How did you remember Spurgeon Wynn?
Because he ended up on the Vikings. He was the worst quarterback I ever saw in my life. I said, where the hell did this guy come from? I saw the Browns and I said, oh, it makes sense.
Oh, man. Was it Trent Dilfer there?
He was. All right. Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Okay. Oh, do you have the list in front of you, Al?
I'm looking at a jersey a guy wore to a Browns game with all their names on the back.
Oh, really? Okay.
And stitched in there. It's pretty good.
All right, I got another one in the tank here.
Oh, man. Well, I guess. Oh, man. I don't want to say Joe Flacco because he had a little success, right?
You could say Flacco.
But he had some success. That's why they brought him back. The reason they didn't bring him back and he went to Indianapolis is because they didn't want him to get in the way of Deshaun Watson.
Okay. All right. So if you don't want to take Flacco, don't take Flacco.
No, I can't. He wasn't there long enough, I guess.
All right. You're on the clock here. I got one. I got one in the hopper.
I said Charlie Fry. I said Derek Anderson.
I got one in the hopper.
You have one in the hopper. Eric Zier.
Wow. Al?
Zier? Let me take a look here. I'm not seeing a Zier, but that doesn't mean he didn't exist.
I think he played there. I think he did. I know he played in Baltimore.
Yes or no? Can we confirm before we move on? Did I win? How do you spell his last name? Z-I-R-R-E or just... How do you spell it? You know?
Z-E-I-E-R, I think.
Yeah. Browns. Okay. I got one. No, I'm up.
Okay.
Brandon Whedon.
Colt McCoy.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, I just got another one.
Oh, no, you're going to beat me. Did Simeon play there?
Trevor Simeon.
I do not see him on this guy's jersey.
Well, okay.
Hold on.
Trevor Simeon. Come on, give me the whole.
One of the McCown brothers played there.
Yes. Oh, Josh. Yeah, but Josh. No, Simeon.
Well, did Luke play there too?
Yes, because there's an L McCown on this.
All right,
guy's
so
jersey.
Luke and Josh both play there. How about Deshone Kizer?
Oh yeah. All right. You know what? Good job. Pound respect. You got it. You win.
I was just like, you know, it all just started coming.
I know.
A couple others you might have forgotten. RG3 played there.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Damn it.
You got Gradkowski played.
Bruce
there.
Bruce Gradkowski. Yep.
Yeah. You had Jeff Garcia was there. Mullins.
Nick Mullins.
Jacoby Brissett. Bailey Zappi.
Wow.
Bailey Zappi.
Sure, I don't know if anybody said Jameis, but Jameis was there, of course.
Stupid.
Let's see who
else. Was PJ Walker there?
Yeah, I think so. He was definitely there with the Panthers for a while.
Then there was the guy who played recently, Thompson something.
Yeah, I got him. I said him. Dorian Thompson Robinson. Yeah.
Check PJ Walker.
I don't see him on this shirt.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Yep. He's on the shirt. PJ Walker. Yep.
Wow. So that shirt, that jersey tells you all you need to know.
Oh, yeah.
About the way that they have mishandled the position.
Yeah.
Like they could have had guys. They had Bernie. You know, Bernie was there for a long time. He was there when I was playing, and he was really good.
Yeah. And then after that.
But Bill Belichick benched him for Todd Wilcox.
Yeah. Not a great decision, you're saying?
Well, I mean, Bill ended up getting fired.
How's Todd doing these days?
I haven't talked to him in a while.
You know, I did want to, do that Boomer Checks In with his old buddies segment.
Yes.
Todd Wilcox would be a good one.
Yes, it would be.
Hey, Todd. He's in Norwalk, apparently. No, wait.
I had Todd in Cincinnati with me, I think, for maybe at least a year, I think.
He's 58.
Right.
He was born in Norwalk, Connecticut.
Okay.
I don't know where he is now, but he did go to Syracuse.
Yep.
And, 9 years in the NFL.
Yeah. Great dude.
Finished up with the Patriots. And the Browns for 2 years after the Bengals.
When was he with the Patriots?
1998. So, yeah. And he was...
That was Bill Belichick, right?
No.
2001 was Tom Brady.
Yeah, so no. It was 2000, I think, was the first year of Belichick there.
All right, so that was Parcells.
Yeah, because 97, Parcells took that team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
98, though. No. 98, he was with the Jets. Remember, it was 96 he took him to the Super Bowl.
Then it was Pete Carroll.
Yeah. Yeah, no. 98, he was with the Jets, Parcells. Yeah. The AFC Championship game.
So the point being is that, you know, they have mismanaged this so many different ways over the years, especially in the last 5 years with this, as they say, mishigosh.
Yeah. I mean, the Jets are much better. I mean, the Browns are the worst, and they actually, like, weren't a franchise for a couple of years.
Who's that? You know what they did? The Browns have Josh Johnson.
Everybody had Josh Johnson. That's not fair.
That's what I want to
say. Josh Johnson's on, like, 15 teams.
Was Josh Johnson on the Jets?
I think so.
Was he there for a year?
I think so. I'm telling you. Josh Johnson has been on so many. No, not the comedian Josh Johnson, football. He's been on so many freaking teams.
Yes.
2021 on the Jets.
He was. There you go.
And the Ravens. And that's it. He has multiple teams every year.
Every year, yeah.
Was he in the USFL or the XFL also?
Yes.
It's...
He won like a... I thought he was... Yeah, XFL passer rating leader in 2020. Two-time PFL champion. I mean, think about this.
He loves football. Yeah, you got to give him that.
This is his resume starting in 2008. Bucks, Niners, Sacramento Mountain Lions. Who the hell are they?
That's really deep for cock to football. I don't
know.
Semi-pro maybe.
Then he goes Browns, Bengals, Niners, Bengals, Jets, Colts, Bills, Ravens, Giants, Texans, Raiders, Commanders, the San Diego Fleet. Eddie?
Maybe that was, I think that was in the AF, AAF, I think.
The AF, the AS. The Lions, the Los Angeles Wildcats, then the Niners, the Jets, the Ravens, the Broncos, the Niners, the Ravens, the Commanders. And he's still on the Commanders roster. I mean, wow. I wonder what his career earnings are after all those teams.
I'm looking for it, actually, right now. I'm trying to think. Here it is right here. They got him on the Commanders. So his career earnings are...
$12
million. Yeah. 14 years, 12 million, 12 teams.
Hey, it's not bad.
Hey, if you can make it.
For a day's work.
Yeah.
For a decade's work.
Me, Al, and Jerry combined 30 years of radio each.
You know what? He may have, he has to
not
have.
Not sniffing 12.
He has to have one of the longest transactions lists of any player in any sport.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt.
I'm trying to think, like, who would be similar to him in baseball, or like hockey guys move around a lot. Who would be a baseball guy that has been on a million teams?
A lefty reliever.
Yeah, guy like that, yeah. Like an Adam Ottavino type,
I mean,
even though he's a righty.
The Jets alone have three transactions with him. 49ers have three transactions with him.
I bet you it's even more than that. With
the Texans have three transactions with him. The Giants have three transactions with him. The Colts have four.
See, there's more Jets, though.
And there's two more Jets, so that's five.
And then more Niners.
Man, look at the Niners. Four more transactions.
Edwin Jackson, baseball. He's been on 14 different teams.
There you go.
Wow.
Yep. Bouncing around. But still loving it. Giving him a shot. Yeah, we'll give him a shot.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco back in here. He's got another update. He's got a moment of the day for us. What's up, Jerry?
Well, good morning. Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Just a quick aside, because I think Al saw me walk into the bathroom, and there was someone that walked in front of me that looked about as stone-faced as you would get, which is that accurate?
Correct, yeah.
Like, no, just nothing.
Well, very deliberate. And going right to the toilet.
Fair enough. It's all good.
Yeah.
And then Youssef came in as I was walking out. I haven't seen him in a while. He was back home. Next thing you know, the guy's yucking it up with Youssef. The dude makes everybody happy.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're telling me that this guy was total morose, didn't care about anything, melancholy, walking around.
Was he an engineer?
No, I don't know who it was. It doesn't matter. My point is, he saw Youssef and he was smiling.
Yeah.
I was very impressed. And Youssef looks good.
All the people around here that walk around stone-faced, engineers?
Not Martin.
No. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Henry's pretty good.
Yeah, they're not anymore. Not this current.
I agree. Steve's pretty good.
Maybe if you want to stereotype the engineer. Very serious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're stone-faced. They're very serious. They're always, seems like they're always working on something.
Of course.
That is the job.
What we do without
a lot of fiddling with wires.
Well, what else do you want them to do? Sit there all day until something goes wrong?
No, but I'm just saying they don't usually engage. That's all I'm saying.
Martin's pretty good. Steve's pretty good. Henry's pretty good.
Yeah, well, Steve comes in. He's like nervous Nelly.
He's a crazy man. But we do love him. Last night in Baltimore, the Yankees had an opportunity to start things out with a win. Instead, they wound up losing to the Orioles, essentially because of one big swing of the bat.
Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch, breaking ball, swing on, hit a long way, right field, down the line, that ball is gone.
I know.
Well, he hung one and paid for it, and the walks killed him. Couple of walks and then a ding-dong. O'Hearn with his fifth home run, RBIs.
Yeah, whatever. You like that, the ding-dong, the walks
couple
and the ding-dong.
Couple of walks and a ding-dong.
The walks and the ding-dong, yes. That was a big three-run homer, put Baltimore up 4-0 at that point. And we were talking on the warm-up show, Al, about when O'Hearn said what he said in the dugout. So it was after the home run. He goes into the dugout, and they've got one of these three-pronged water thing, jugs or whatever.
Yeah, it looks like a beer bong type of thing. But
yeah.
It's not. It's filled with water.
Exactly. So that's where Michael Kay on Yes is talking about the water, and then O'Hearn with the hot mic.
Kind of exhaled
on. God darn it. Where is it now? There it is.
Kind of exhaled
either. I don't know where it went. I lost it. God damn it. Anyway. I don't know what happened.
Well, I was thinking, I'll bring this up since you can't find the cut. Drake's cakes, you know, Drake's makes those.
Oh, yeah.
Do they make ding dongs?
Funny bones.
But ding dongs is a cake, too.
It is?
Yes.
I was going to say ring dings is one. Is ding dongs one and two?
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of ring ding.
Funny bones.
Oh.
I know funny bones are delicious. The one with the peanut butter in it.
I think you confused me with the ring ding.
Ding dongs is definitely a thing.
It is?
Yeah.
By Drake's or Hostess?
Well, they all merged at one point, too, which kind of stinks.
That's a very good point. Does anybody remember Choco Bliss?
Ding Dongs. That's a Hostess.
Hostess
cake.
Is a ding dong, and Drake's is a ring ding.
I love the Drake's were also the butterscotch?
No, that was Tasty Cakes, Tasty butterscotch cakes. Crimpets.
Yeah, those are great, too.
I like the jelly ones. Those were very good.
Yeah.
The butterscotch. See, you don't eat that stuff anymore.
No, but I grew up, that's all I used to eat was snack cakes.
Right.
That's all you used to eat was snack cakes?
Yeah.
I mean, who didn't? They were in every kitchen.
Yodels. Yodels was another one.
Very good.
From Drake's Cakes.
The Devil Dog.
You got Devil Dog.
Yes. Yeah, the Devil Dog is still.
The Funny Bones, the and Coffee Cakes, the Yodels.
The Hostess Cupcake with the little swirl on top.
You got the Ring Ding. Got the Fruit Pies.
Chocodile.
You get the Pound Cake.
Chocodile.
Chocodile. What the hell is that?
Maybe is that what I'm confusing the Choco Bliss with?
Chocodile was like a chocolate-covered Twinkie, I think.
But it was big and thick.
You like big and thick?
Like when we were younger, you would get to have one cake. So a Chocodile was substantial compared to...
What about
a
Suzy Q?
And a Suzy Q. Those were the two big ones. If you had your choice, if you wanted more cake, those are the ones you chose.
Yeah, that was Suzy Q was a heavy duty cake.
The Chocodile by Hostess.
Looks like a duty.
Oh, I see it, yeah.
What is it that? Looks like a duty?
Look at the photo.
It's a big, yeah. It kind of looks like the thing that was in the pool in Caddyshack.
Yes.
I know they said it was a like. Baby Ruth. Is what this looks even better.
That's exactly what it looks like.
But I think that would fall apart.
Probably, yes. The Baby Ruth wouldn't fall apart. Baby Ruth probably would have fallen apart. It would have the chocolate would have come off of it.
Well, eventually it would have, but I think it would have been a little bit more substantial to be able to handle, like, you know, 10 seconds of in the water. This thing would have fallen apart right away.
So the Chocodile is nothing more than the fudge-covered Twinkie?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
But it's thicker.
It's a chocolate-coated
sponge. Is it longer, too, Al?
It's girthier? Just,
yeah, girthier. It's a girthier
Twinkie.
Girthier.
But if it's
fudge-covered Twinkie, why would it be girthier?
They're not using a Twinkie cake pan, I don't think. I think it had its own cake
chassis.
Pan.
They're not using the Twinkie chassis.
Oh, that's funny. Very interesting. Anyway, here was Ryan O'Hearn with the hot mic.
And the hydration station.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well.
And the hydration station.
So he did apologize in the post-game interview. He felt bad. He was apologizing to the children for saying what he said around a hot microphone. You got Carlos Rodon making the start tonight after the Orioles won that game 4-3. Yanks and Orioles on the Fan tonight at 6:35. As for the Mets, they were hitting home runs. They were scoring runs at will, and they beat up the Nationals.
Bases loaded and one out. First pitch. Swung on and absolutely crushed to right field. Cruz going back to the warning track. He's a spectator. Long gone to the left of the bullpen. Grand slam, Brandon Nimmo.
And that was Pat McCarthy on Mets Odyssey Radio. That was just part of Nimmo's afternoon/early evening. He had two homers, drove in 9, which tied a franchise record. The Mets just blistered the Nationals 19-5. Jeff McNeil, Mark Vientos homered, Pete Alonso a good day, and Griffin Canning threw 5 for the win. Here was Nimmo on Mets Odyssey Radio postgame. Had no idea that he had tied Carlos Delgado for the most RBIs in a single game in franchise history.
Even when I was coming up with the position player pitching and, you know, possibly was going to have bases loaded or guys in scoring position again, I was only just thinking, like, you know, hey, let's see if we can keep extending this. Like, I was, you know, kind of like, maybe I can get into double digit in one day.
But he had to settle for the 9 RBIs. Not bad. And not a bad start for Canning, who in 5 scoreless innings, he is now 4-1 on the season. He says, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, pretty good. Again, I would like to get deeper in the game. Yeah, just think I can clean up some stuff with my execution of changeup and slider when I'm ahead in count. But, yeah. I'm not going to complain about putting 5 zeros up.
And, you know, I say 4-1. Even better than that, though, is the 2.61 ERA that he has so far thrown up there. You've got David Peterson making the start tonight. The Mets return home to take on the Diamondbacks. Mets Odyssey Radio, 880 a.m. at 7:10 p.m. With that win yesterday, the Mets, the first team to 20 wins in baseball. All right, the Knicks story. I don't have any audio from the Knicks, but what I do have is interesting. Now, I only play this because of... She has to deal with Christopher Russo, and she's got to deal with Stephen A. Smith. I feel bad for her. So yeah. They're talking about the no call on Josh Hart the other day, and his point is, enough with the complaining. This happens all the time. Essentially, deal with it. And she's just trying to get a word in with Stephen A. Smith on ESPN.
I saw plenty of plays on both ends of the floor
Excuse me. Cats were getting mugged,
and the official said, y'all playing today.
Can I ask
this
one?
Is
can
the
I,
tempo.
Can I ask one
That's
question?
What it is.
Can I ask one question?
What's up?
Before Perk
What's up?
Here?
What's up? What's up? Bring me that Molly.
Yeah, just can't get
screaming at Molly.
She can't.
Can I ask one question, please? What's up? What?
And I think today she gets graced by Russo's presence.
Oh, God, yeah. No, is that tomorrow? Wednesday?
Oh, is that tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's Wednesday.
You got to feel like she's in a loony bin.
Sometimes, yes, I think that is true. It is game 5 tonight for the Knicks and the Pistons. New York looking for the closeout. They are up 3-1. Earlier, I played the very disappointing call from the Rockets, the way their game ended. Not ended, but the when they had the ball down, 1 at Golden State. Here's how it sounded in San Francisco on Warriors Radio as the Warriors essentially secured the victory.
Ball goes to VanVleet instead. Back to Şengün up top.
Şengün dribbles on Draymond. 9 seconds, eight seconds to the paint. Spin, jump hook from 14. It's up and no good. Rebound, Butler. Butler is fouled with 4 seconds to go.
And he would make the free throws as he made all of them on the night. He was 12 of 12. That was Warriors Radio. 109-106 was the final as Golden State takes a 3-1 lead in that series. Jimmy Butler, the big rebound, as you heard in the call. Also, again, as we mentioned, the free throw shooting was fantastic. And he was battling with Dylan Brooks all night long, so much so he was asked postgame.
Jimmy, you and Dylan got into it. It looked like you guys were having fun. Like, took it back to the playground almost, it looked like. What was it like out there? And it looked like you guys were, like, going back and forth. Did you enjoy that element of the game?
No, we're not having fun. Give me a break for this. I don't like Dylan Brooks, so we're never having fun. I'm a fierce competitor. He's a fierce competitor. But there ain't nothing fun about that.
How about, you know, people post what song they're listening to on their Instagram story or whatever. So Jimmy Butler did one of those the other day, and it was our friend Jordan Davis's new song, Bar None.
How about that?
And then Jordy was like, oh, look, Jimmy Buckets approved.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
Jimmy's one of those eclectic music listeners all over the map.
Very nice. Not bad. And his team is one win away from advancing. Cavaliers smashed the Heat to the tune of 138-83. Dare I say the game wasn't that close, which is unbelievable. They led by as much as 60. The TNT guys at halftime were ticked off, or at least... I shouldn't say ticked off. I think they were very curious at what they were watching with Cleveland leading 72-33 at the break.
This might be the worst game I've ever watched.
Ernie, I try not to ever use the word quit or choke. Because you can see, and I'm not very seldom using. This is quitting at its finest right here.
And that's Miami at home, just getting drilled.
Excuse me. The thing about it is that, you know, Cleveland barely missed a shot. And when you get down, Cleveland got up, what, by 60, you said?
They were up by 60.
I mean, at one point, I don't know, what does Spoelstra do? Like, how do you change the momentum in a situation like this?
Ernie, I don't like to use the word suck or blow, but this was,
yeah. I mean, I don't know what you do. You go home.
Yeah.
Season's
don't
over.
Call any timeouts and hope for a running clock.
It was ridiculous at the beginning of this game. It's just, I mean, like, but Cavaliers have had an unbelievable season.
Yep, and they have continued as they have advanced. The 49ers gave George Kittle a 4-year extension worth $76 million, $40 million said to be guaranteed. A couple more from the White House on Monday with the Super Bowl champion Eagles visiting. So last hour we heard Donald Trump talk about Taylor Swift and the tush push. You know, wants to keep that in, something he is not a fan of.
I would like to see something done. I'd like to go back to the regular kickoff, however. But we don't like that kickoff where nobody's moving. The ball's in the air, nobody's moving. But I won't ask the coach or Lane or any of the people about that. But as a fan, I don't know. I'm not sure, Jeffrey.
He kept going back and mentioning Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
It was Lane and Saquon the entire time. Those were his two guys.
Mekhi Becton was there.
Somebody
sent me a picture of him at the White House.
Okay.
So interesting. I'm assuming that it's true, and it looked like it was him, and it looked like it was the White House.
Waste of time if someone was AIing Mekhi Becton at the White House.
Yes.
You know?
But it would be kind of weird because he left it and signed a 1-year deal with the Chargers.
He still was on a Super Bowl winning team.
Yeah, that's true.
And also there was G's friend.
We also have to recognize the Eagles' head of security. You know, this is a guy, they say he loves Trump. This is a guy, and I had Saquon give him a big, beautiful hat last night because I've been hearing about this guy. He likes Trump. His name is Dominic DeSandro, Big Dom, and he's sort of a legend.
Yeah, so I think he even got to talk, which was very cool. I had nothing, nobody that spoke aside from Jeffrey Lurie really anything other to say other than go birds. That was pretty much it. And then here, I thought this was cool too because he was talking at length about the Super Bowl win, and he singled out one young specific player,
causing 6 snaps, sacks, and 3 turnovers, including a phenomenal interception return for the touchdown by a spectacular rookie, Cooper DeJean.
And he could not have looked happier to get called up as he got the handshake. And then lastly, he praised the head coach.
We've seen a lot of great teams, but they don't ever get to where you've already gotten. And you're a young guy to be coach. Oh, I'd like to be his manager right now. I'd like to be pick up my little 10% for doing nothing.
Hey, by the way, you know, that's funny. The other thing. You know, he's going to get a contract extension here before too long.
Well, I hope.
He's going into the last year of his contract.
You would certainly
think. So you think that Sirianni would get a new extension anytime soon?
It's like going to be huge.
Huge.
I mean, Howie Roseman's sitting back there like, is he ever going to mention me?
He did. No, he did. Okay. I just didn't. There was nothing there. He mentioned a bunch of people. I just tried to get the ones I thought were kind of fun.
Mr. President, I'm the guy who put this whole thing together. I don't know if you knew that.
No, he did.
I mean, I won a Super Bowl with Doug Peterson and Nick Foles.
He did.
And now with Nick Sirianni. So,
in the beginning, he turned around, mentioned him, shook his hand, everything.
Yeah, all the faces change except this one.
Yeah, stuck around, yes. Tonight in Raleigh, you've got game 5 for the Devils and Hurricanes. Carolina up 3-1. Stars and Panthers with wins last night. And with that, we get to moment of the day. Last hour, we heard from Derek Carr complaining about his critics, which is where this will start. He was giving a sermon in a church in Vegas, and somehow, of course, it wound up getting back to CeeLo.
How do you think that would have went over as a Jet quarterback?
Oh, my God, he'd be roasted on a spit.
I mean, he went to the right place. I mean, you know, when he was a free agent and he selected the Saints, it hasn't gone well for him there, but he certainly selected the right place.
And lastly, I like this one. Our opinions are pointless.
Not one of our opinions in here matters. Did you know that? The only opinion that matters is that text right there. It is the word of God. And everything must bow at that.
Yeah. None of these opinions matter that I just brought up to you that I'm annoyed about and have to get off my chest. They don't matter at all. Like the guy on ESPN that said something or Diana Rossini about my shoulder. No, they don't matter at all. But I bring them up here with a microphone in my hand in a giant church. But they don't get to me. They don't bother me. Lord. Hello.
But what's really important is this 2,000-year-old work of fiction.
Here comes Eddie.
Oh, hey, here we
go. Scazzeri from 3.
Oh, Jesus.
Very quick, Chris and Hal. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Gio, would you be more surprised if Shedeur Sanders started this year or if CeeLo got hired full-time?
Yeah, definitely if CeeLo got hired full-time. That's been going on for a long time now. Like, Shedeur, there were some people who, like Mel Kiper, had rated him higher. So I think
that
definitely
is not right.
The CeeLo thing would be shocking.
There you go. Moment of that. And a lost line in there a few seconds later as you were talking about, how does Andrew Bogus have a full-time job?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't think Andrew heard that one.
I don't think so. No, I don't believe so.
Yeah. Well, maybe he heard it now.
Possibly.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. One of these jobs that has been created because of all the nil money out there in college sports is the general manager of college programs. We saw that with Andrew Luck, who ended up then hiring your buddy Frank as the interim head coach out at Stanford football. You saw it with Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski, who left ESPN to be the GM of St. Bonaventure. So there's been some bigger names out there. Mike Lombardi is there as the GM for Bill Belichick. And now Shaquille O'Neal gets himself involved in one of these jobs. He's going to work for free at Sacramento State. And his son transferred to Sacramento State in the offseason. And Mike Bibby is there, and him and Mike Bibby are close. But yeah, it's going to be an unpaid role for Shaq. So, I mean, I can't imagine that he's actually going to be doing anything. It's just that he's going to be around occasionally, and he's going to be around with his son there anyway. So why not use his presence in a positive way to get some people to go to Sacramento State with, you know, what they're up against competing-wise with some of these other schools with more money, right? I mean, that's probably what this is.
I would think that it makes 100% sense if his son's going there, and, of course, his buddy Mike Bibby's out there coaching. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, he'll show up to maybe, 10 games or so? Be the big man on campus?
Yeah.
It was actually pretty funny. He went on the TNT crew, the NHL crew the other night. And, you know, he's out there shooting pucks with a hockey stick and knocking Paul Bissonnette over. I mean, it was hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Steph Curry is still playing, and he is the Davidson general manager. So they're just putting these guys out there. Trey Young, Oklahoma. Terrence Mann, Florida State. So these guys, they're just kind of doing this, giving them these honorary titles, I think, to help with the program and get their name out there.
Well, Mike Lombardi's getting paid.
Yeah, well,
and I would believe that Andrew Luck is getting paid.
Sure. Yeah.
Somebody else just did this, too. I know you're reading from a list here.
Yeah, I've got a couple. I mean, just the ones I mentioned, Steph Curry, Trae Young, Terrence Mann, Mike Lombardi, Woj. That's the other one that I had, but those are the only ones in this article.
So I was thinking general manager Maryland for you.
No, thank you.
Unpaid role?
Yeah, no, thank you. I don't need to be aggravated.
Just be on the horn all day long?
If I'm going to be aggravated, I'm going to get paid.
Yeah. True. I mean, like...
Think about it. You got to, like, so... Mainly it's for the football team and just managing the nil money and who's getting paid and who's scouting, who are we recruiting, where are they coming from?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll tell you who really gets hurt by all of this is going to be the high school seniors, especially with the ruling that JUCO transfers now keep 4 years when they go to their next college. So the JUCO route is going to be the developmental route. So these kids will go for 2 years somewhere and, you know, hone their basketball skills, hone their football skills, and then they'll go into the transfer portal and then they'll make money there.
Yep.
And so if you are a college coach of a major program, whether it be basketball or football, like Rick Pitino said, I'm not recruiting freshmen. I'm just not doing it.
Yeah.
I'd rather go out and get some other guys from other, you know, other programs that are already developed into players that I think that I can mold into the type of player that I want. And they're older. I'm not dealing with 18-year-olds. I'm dealing with 20-year-olds.
And what time is it right now?
It is 9:52 and 31.
Yeah. That means we have about 7.5 minutes left.
And it hasn't happened.
No Tony DiCopoli.
Yeah.
Another swing and a miss. Stephen Waldron. Can't even, I mean, we're in CBS. We're in the family. He's got a company email there. Can't even swing that one. What do you have to say for yourself, Stephen?
Hey, guys, it's Andrew. Stephen left early. He had a coffee fit and just popped on out.
That's funny.
Good job, guys.
Yes.
Good job. That is funny. So, Andrew, I guess you could tell me about his failures then. So how did Stephen do with this? You were watching there very closely. Was it just
I'm back.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All of a sudden. Yeah. So how did you fail this time?
I got a response. It's in the works.
In the works? We're off the air in 6 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean in the works? We said it's not a tomorrow thing.
Short notice. The guy's busy.
Okay, but how busy could he be? You said he was off the air at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but he could be in court.
Oh, God, I mean, come on. This could be in court. You're telling me that he can't call in for 5 minutes to the show? I mean,
unfortunately, that's not how it works.
Yeah. All right, Stephen. Fine. All right,
I'm going to go home now.
All right, see you.
All right, see you. Have a good day.
I mean, he's already 15 minutes past when he usually hangs around.
That's true.
You know, so I guess that's a good thing.
Andrew did a good job there.
He did do a good job there. I don't know if Andrew's one of, like, I don't know how it works over there. Maybe Eddie would know. Is, like, Andrew a guy who would shiv Stephen to try to get his job?
No, Andrew's not like that.
He's not like that? But does he have a role in that control?
But if Stephen is just proven incompetent, then he can step in.
Well, like, Andrew's probably like, oh, this is perfect. Give me the microphone. I could get this done. You know? All right, now pull that thing back.
He sees an opportunity. You gotta go for it.
Of course. That's what it is, a cutthroat business.
Yep.
And you know, I mean, Andrew's probably texting all his friends. Oh, you know, if they would have given me that, I would have gotten DiCopoli on. I mean, Steven's making all these excuses about how he's in court and whatever. I would have gotten him on.
So you got the next covering tonight?
Covering? I don't know. They're going to win. I even though I had them in six, I'm not going to pick if they're going to cover or not. I have no idea with these games, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, they were blowing out. Betting on basketball like that to me is tough because you could have these end of games that are wild. I mean, game three, they should have won by 20.
Well, the amazing thing is that they just they haven't had a walkover game in this series, which is
what
you're calling the Pistons.
You're calling walkover spot tonight?
No, I'm not. I think it's going to be hard for this group for whatever reason. You know, and you got to give the Pistons credit for the way that they're playing. But, you know, I love the way that Carl Anthony Towns has responded these last two games.
106-102 Knicks.
I hope so. You know, this is the Carl Anthony Towns that everybody traded for.
Yeah. Or that we wanted to see after he was traded for.
Yeah, back-to-back most impressive games. It's a good team, physical team.
And he's hitting those long bombs, and he's hitting these turnaround jumpers, fadeaways, and getting rebounds. You know, I'd like to see OG have, like, a big game tonight.
Yeah. Somebody came up to me and said, oh, give me an over-under, an over for a Knicks player on Sunday. And I was like, OG. Didn't work out. That one didn't work out.
It's just weird how sometimes he just is not involved.
Yeah.
I mean, he's involved on defense, of course. He's busting his ass over there, and he's getting rebounds. But he just, for some reason, just hasn't really gotten, like, the offensive game totally in.
And it was the first half of game one where he was great. And he's got to be involved is the thing to keep him hot. You know, he's got to get the ball multiple possessions.
Get him in rhythm.
Yeah, get him in rhythm. Exactly.
But, it's a weird dynamic because they're all really good players, but sometimes they're disjointed.
Yeah, I would love the walkover game, the rocking chair game. That would be great. I mean, if they ended up beating the brakes off them and then be like, well, here come the Knicks. Watch out.
Any idea if Stewart is playing tonight?
I did not see an update this morning. He is a big pain in the neck. We know that.
Yep.
Physical player. Let's see. Isaiah Stewart's initial injury status for game five was from 3 hours ago.
He's got a knee, right?
Does Isaiah Stewart have a shot at playing against the Knicks? Questionable. He's still questionable. So we don't have, it's due to knee inflammation. So we'll see if he ends up playing. I'm going to say no, he's not going to play because he hasn't played the entire series outside of game one.